Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. It's Jacqueline Richards here with Mastermind 101. So glad that you decided to step up and listen to our show today. It is a fabulous winter day here in the nation's capital. That would be Ottawa in Canada. And as I sit here drinking a beautiful cup of coffee, I realize that I am very delighted to have Ann Max with us today. Now, Ann's been with us a few times, but before we have the opportunity to have her speak with us, must update you on what's happening on Blog Talk Radio, Mastermind 101. Again, you all know I'm Jacqueline Richards, and I'm a mortgage consultant and a yoga instructor, and I wrote the book, Yoga for Your Personal Finances. And I know you sometimes think about completing or designing something that no one ever thought made absolute perfect sense. As a matter of fact, designing something that people say, are you out of your mind a little bit? Why would you consider creating something that isn't in the box? Yoga for Your Personal Finances is absolutely not in the box, but it speaks to everything we contemplate in our lives. We contemplate what we shall do with our money. We contemplate relationships that we have, whether it's close personal family relationships or close personal professional relationships or close personal spiritual situations that we have close to us. That's what we talk about in Yoga for Your Personal Finances. We scout out what might find life balance for each and every one of us. Maybe it's a pat on the back. Yes, you did the right thing. Or, you know, should that ever happen again? Maybe we consider something else. Maybe we consider another strategy. Maybe we consider bringing in one of our masterminders to help us out. Yoga for Your Personal Finances explores lots of different things. And as we come into the next couple of shows, you'll understand that we will explore seven of the chapters in the book about yoga and about chakra energies. That's the life wheel. We will talk about money and the different pieces of money. So whether it's a will and estate, whether it's insurance, whether it's the new home purchase or real estate investing, we'll take a look at a number of situations that you really want to pick up the phone, call in, and ask a few questions. Our dial-in number, in the event, of course, you're listening to Ann Max, I know you'll have questions. The phone number you will connect with us at is 818-475-9209. Again, that's 818-475-9209. Now, as you well know, Ann Max is on the line with us, and she'll be speaking to, and I hope you thought it was kind of interesting to be speaking about the 86,400 seconds in our daily lives. And what would you do with that? I hope you, when you decided to dial in, that you did some thoughtful strategizing with 86,400 seconds. Ann Max is on the line. I hope she's on the line. Let me double check for us all. Let's see. Ann, are you there? Well, let's try that one again. Ann's been on the line for a fair chunk of time. Like all of the guest speakers, they dial in and wait for me to finish introducing them. Ann's been with us for a little bit. Ann, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Perfect. I can.
Good.
So happy, I'll say happy Monday morning to you, happy Tuesday morning, happy, and it goes on and on. How are you today?
Great. I am very well, thank you. I am very organized. I got up early, and I've got everything planned for today. It's a really, really, really busy week. So I'm constantly looking at my to-do list and reprioritizing and reorganizing. So I'm in good shape.
Oh, no, don't say that. Organizing, reorganizing. It sounds sort of familiar and max, productive to the max. Here's, and now, anyone who's on the line or certainly looking at forwarding this information, www.productivetothemax.com. That's where you're going to find Anne. And before I continue, you've got some great information on your website, including your blog. Now, I know that's not what we're going to talk about right now, but, and why did you decide to put together a blog?
Oh, my goodness. I'm an information junkie, and I love my topic, which is productivity. And I do an awful lot of research, and I thought, oh, it's just time I sort of talked to people and maybe offered some expertise. And I know that time management is something that you're, it's constantly evolving. It's constantly changing, and you always need help. Even I need help. So I thought, gee, if I could just, you know, offer some information once a week and tweak something that somebody might be having issues with, maybe that would help them. And I also have a Max Tips newsletter, which goes out once a month, which has also some very, very good information. And I've received some wonderful feedback from both of them. So people seem to enjoy it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I keep thinking, well, that's every single day I am looking for yet another strategy, and I know that's something that you help me with. And we understand that you are a leader in change management and organizational change and productivity. You have an extraordinary track record. I don't know how you – no, I take that back. I was going to say, I don't know how you find time to be speaking with me today. But that's what you do. It's about productivity and the solutions that you offer all of us. So
I try.
Oh, I think you do more than try, Anne. You do more than try. And I will ask you to update us on what's happening with some of your workshops and speaking engagements. But at this moment, we're talking about seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Seconds. I mean, really, Anne, to break it down to 86,400 seconds, that's I've never broken my day down like that. Why did you decide to put together those numbers for us?
It seemed to be, first of all, a very catchy title, but also, you know, we know that we have lots to do. And really, when you go through your day, and at the end of the day, you very often say, oh, my God, what, I didn't get anything done. Like, I didn't do anything. And where did the day go? And a lot of people look at, just like they look at goals, they look at a day like a total day. And with the way we're living in the world now, with the speed of information and everything that we have to do, more with less, and, you know, things have really changed, we can't look at a total day because it's not going to work. We have to start breaking down our day into chunks, into little chunks. So at first it was like weekly, you know, it was like a daily, I was going to do something for daily. And then I thought, no, let's look at this 86,400 seconds, because then you can really analyze where each second goes rather than where each hour goes, because we don't even have an hour now. You know, we're constantly interrupted or we interrupt ourselves. It depends on, you know, what type of people we are. But by breaking it down, and I know that you and I are the same way, by breaking it down into these seconds, it forces you to really analyze where each second goes, and maybe you can make better use of each second. And also you can feel better, because by saying, you know, I finished a day, it's like, well, one day. But by saying in this day I completed 86,000, you know, 400 seconds of work, well, that sounds a lot better.
Much better.
Yeah.
So, when, and I know if anyone who's on the call has taken a look at the description of what we're going to speak about, 365 days every single year, that's how it translates. When Anne had decided to break it down to the 86,400 seconds per day, the idea, I mean, it tacks on, I imagine, about some of the things we spoke about in our last session with regard to putting together our goals and how to track and maintain those goals.
Right. Once we set our goals, once we break our goals down into action plans, then we have to take those 86,400 seconds and determine how we're going to use them to achieve our action plans. So it gives you a chance to really break it down, but in the end, you will achieve your goals. You could take a daily calendar and separate it into 86,400 seconds if you really wanted to, but that's a little silly. But at least it
forces you. That's a lot of paper, Anne.
A lot of paper, yeah. Make it small. Small font.
That would
yeah.
be the thickest day timer I've ever had.
Amazing, eh? But we could do it online, and then, you know, we could do it, on an e-calendar. But it forces you to chunk your day into smaller components, which is something that is essential for you to be productive.
Okay.
So, yes, you have to set the goals. Yes, you have to create the action plans. And, yes, you have to determine the tasks. And then you can apply them to your calendar in 15-minute intervals, 30-minute intervals, hour intervals, you know, wherever you can find time.
Okay. So what we are talking about is finding steps on how we can take control of our time, not necessarily taking control of what our children do, but taking care of our own time. How many steps would we be needing to consider?
Five steps.
That's it?
Five steps to take. Five steps,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to Anne.
Okay.
Just five. Hold on, let me get my pen out.
Okay.
And my highlighter. And I have different color highlighters. Maybe I need five different colors for my highlighters.
Well, you could do that if that's the way you like to work. Yeah. Makes it pretty.
That's right. Okay. And what's my first step?
Your first step is to discover who you are, what you want, where you're going, and how are you going to get there. So what we want to say to ourselves is, this is the way I spend my time. Is it the best use of my time? And my time has to be based on what my values are, what I want to do. So you have to go right back to, who am I? You know, what do I stand for? What is important to me? What are my priorities?
Wow.
What do I want to do? Because then when someone asks you to do something, you know right away that's either in keeping with my values and ethics, it's in keeping with who I am, it's in keeping with my priorities, and I can arrange to do it, or it is not. And bye-bye. I'm going to say no.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it. But what we tend to do is we tend to respond to whatever anybody is bringing to us. If we don't have a foundation for our time management, we don't know who we are, what we want, we don't have goals, we don't have action plans, we don't know how we're going to attain those goals, then we're responding to whatever anybody asks us to do, and we're not going to be productive, and we're not going to be happy. So, you know, it's interesting because when people ask me to speak or train or coach on time management, they expect me to give them tips and tricks right away. And you know, you do this, your to-do list and your calendar. I can do that, but that's like putting perfume on a pig because it's not going to stick. That's another topic, a title.
That we'll go over next time.
That's right, yes. So it's not going to stick. It's not going to. So we need the foundation. And that foundation is in discovering who you are. And so you have to go back and you have to sort of, you know, analyze yourself, you know. Meditate, just like you suggest. Take some time and answer those difficult questions. And once you know that, then you can start planning what you're going to do. So once you discover who you are, the next step is to understand your personality and your behavior.
Okay.
And because there's personalities and behaviors that can assist us in managing our time, but there are other behaviors that can sabotage our time, and you and I have talked about that. And as far as time management behaviors are, there's five basic behaviors. And I'll just go through them very, very quickly. But
sure.
One of them is a jumper Joe. And that's a person who's very creative, gets bored easily, very easily distracted, and can be interrupted, you know, in a minute. And
okay.
They tend to sabotage themselves. Now, I'm a jumper Joe. I jump from task to task to task. And I will easily sabotage myself. So I have to create techniques that will help me manage my time better. I know that I get bored, so I only allocate tasks for 15 minutes at a time, and I use a timer.
You do?
I do, yeah. It's always dinging and ringing all over here. And I know that I have to work on one thing at a time, and once I've stopped, I have to say to myself, good for you. And I reward myself, good for you, you've done that. And then I put whatever I'm working on aside, or I close the document, whatever it is. Because if I have something that I'm not working on, my mind will go to that thing and I will lose focus. So if I see a cup with coffee in it, I'll think, oh, maybe I'll go get a cup of coffee. I don't have to finish the test. And I think a lot of people will relate to that.
See, I'm listening about Jumper Joe. That's not so bad.
Oh, it's good because you're really bright and quick and interested in things, but you have to manage it. It's a great personality to have, but if you don't manage it, you end up being totally disorganized. You go to one, you go to another, and once you start taking on more tasks, your environment gets messy.
Okay.
You know, so you work on something and you take the coffee cup and you put it here and then you go see something else and you put it there. Everything's a mess. So there's nothing wrong with these personalities. They are who you are, but it's important that you learn how to control them and make the best of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you work with people like that, the same thing. So there's Jumper Joe, there's a perfectionist, there's people who don't like detail, that's Impatient Annie. There's Indecisive Ida, who can't make decisions. And, of course, okay, there's our procrastinator, one of the most prevalent personalities, our last-minute Larry. So you have to learn how to modify your behavior. You know, say you're going to take one behavior you're not happy with, and you're going to work on changing that or modifying that behavior for 30 days. And you're going to say to yourself, good for me, and now I'm not procrastinating so much, I'm going to go and work on another behavior. So once you've discovered who you are, and you understand some of your personality behaviors, it's time to apply some principles of time management.
Okay.
So the first thing you want to do is you want to analyze your time. So I don't know if you've ever done that, but a lot of people have done time management studies in their businesses. And you can do a simple study on your own by taking a sheet of paper and dividing it into 15-minute intervals and writing down everything you do in a day. And I mean everything. If there's interruptions, how you feel when you go to the washroom, everything.
Which would tell me how many...
Pardon me?
That'll tell me how many coffees I drink per a day?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's really interesting to do. And people say to me, oh, I don't have time to do this, okay? You don't have time not to do it because you're overwhelmed, overworked, and overbooked, and you're spinning your wheels. So by taking it back and analyzing why you're spinning your wheels, you will be able to see trends. You will be able to see behaviors. You will be able to see consistencies that always happen, and you can say to yourself, maybe I'll do something about this. I didn't even know I did it. I didn't know that my mother-in-law called at 2 o'clock every day, you know, and spoke to me for an hour and disturbed me.
Right.
So maybe I can get rid of her, you know, that kind of thing. So
and maybe she doesn't know she calls me every day at that time.
Maybe she doesn't. My mother used to call every night at 6. And I had, you know, two kids had just come home from school and work and after-school activities, and she... Honestly, it drove me nuts. And I told her, but she just never listened, okay? At the worst time in the day. So even something like that, if you're not getting the responses you want from people, maybe you're calling at the wrong time. But you won't know until you actually analyze it and look at it.
Touché. Okay.
And then you have to organize your environment. So you have to have, you know, no clutter, everything very simple, everything organized, filed, your information available instantly. So if, God forbid, something happens to you and you can't come into work or you can't go home, then everything is organized and people can find things within 2 minutes. You should be able to find anything you need within 2 minutes in your office.
2 minutes. Only two minutes. Okay.
Only two, or on your computer. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what you want to do is you want to plan your day. And there's several things that you have to consider when you plan your day. The first thing is your circadian rhythm. And you would know what that is. Right. So that's your energy level. So are you a morning person or a night person? So if you are a morning person, then what you want to do is you want to plan things that require a lot of effort, that are perhaps difficult to do in the morning, because that's your good time. And you want to coordinate that with other people. So if your boss, you know, sends you a note and says, I'd like to do your performance review at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're a morning person, then you want to send back an email that says, you know, could we do it in the morning? Because you are will be better, you know, predisposed to do something that's very difficult, and a performance review is. If you're a night person, then you have to organize, you know, things at night. So once you plan your day like that with your circadian rhythm, that's the first thing you do.
That's
the
interesting.
Thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard the phrase, eat your frog. Eat your frog first.
Eat your frog first, yeah. Do the difficult things first.
Right. Okay.
Definitely. That's for a procrastinator, especially. Yeah, I do difficult things first. What I do is I'm a morning person. I'm up at 5. And I do my difficult things first. I don't do my email first because it's not difficult, but I do something that I don't like to do. Yeah, I never do my email first. So I do something I really hate to do. And then I say to myself, good for me. And then I do something I love to do, like maybe my email or, you know, whatever I'm planning that day. And I go back and forth that way. And it works. So, yes, there's a new train of thought that you don't do your email first thing in the morning, that you take on something that's, you know, overdue or very difficult, and then you sort of get into your email after. So it's interesting. There's always different productivity techniques. So once you've determined your energy level, what you do is you work on something called the Pareto Principle. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Okay. So Pareto was an Italian philosopher who realized that 20% of the wealth was in the hands of 80% of the people.
And I've heard that one.
Yes, you can apply this to anything. 20% of salespeople make 80% of the sales. 20% of what you read in the paper, you read 80% of the time. 20% of what you have in your closet, you wear 80% of the time. And the rest of it I find shrinks and doesn't fit.
Yes, I was going to say.
Yes. So what you want to do is you want to say to yourself, what is the most important part of my job? What is the most important part of my day? And I'm going to allocate 20% of that to bring me an 80% return. So if I have to do a contract for somebody as opposed to filing, I'm going to do that contract.
Absolutely.
Because if I do filing, it's 80%. It doesn't bring me a good return. So we've got to know that. And we only know that when we know our priorities, when we know who we are, what we're doing, where we're going. So we take a look and we say, okay, I've got this to do. This is my priority. This is what I stand for. This is what is the most important thing in my job. So I'm going to do that first, and then I'll go to the others. And the third principle is to plan your day according to Stephen Covey's quadrant of 7 habits of highly successful people. So we know Stephen Covey was a time management guru, and he has a quadrant which is deals with 4 areas. And I won't go into it now, but the key point of this quadrant is that we don't want to react all the time. Because when we react, when we're putting out fires, that does not make us productive. It just makes us a little nuts, and it also can cause breakdown eventually when we're constantly reacting to everything, and a lot of organizations and people do.
Okay.
When so, you, know, you don't plan, you don't do okay. anything, and then you just react. Oh, it's okay. here, and I'm going to do it now, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and you
okay.
freak out.
Okay.
So what you must do is you must, you know, do as much preparation, planning, preparing, relationship building, and clarification of who you are and your values so that you aren't reacting to urgent things. So that when you have to react to urgent things, you have the capacity to do so.
All of this sounds like life strategies, not just about our 86,400 minutes,
yeah.
seconds, I should say.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. So that the third one is apply the principles. So we've discovered who we are. That's number one. We yeah. understand our personalities. That's number two. We've applied the principles, which is number three, and then we get down to the nitty-gritty. We're going to streamline our schedule, our to-do lists, and we're going to talk about multitasking. So there's two things that people can do, depending on who you are and what kind of a business you have. You can schedule everything on your calendar, your to-dos, your calendar, everything. You can schedule only the stagnant things on your calendar, the recurring things, the regular things, meetings and stuff, and then you can do to-do lists either on your computer, or some people do it on a, you know, on a just a paper list, or some people use the calendar and use the all day to do their little to-dos.
Now, do you use? Can you use all of them? As in,
yeah.
You know, I've got my paper. I flipped back to my paper calendar because I have a BlackBerry, and I have all of my scheduled events and meetings in my BlackBerry. And I used to have a calendar that my accountant quite appreciated because now I know how many kilometers that I've been driving
yeah.
every single day, which is great. That's part of what I need to do in my relationship with my accountant. But when I flipped to using a BlackBerry, I wasn't being as thoughtful about writing down all of my sequence of events.
Yeah.
Can I use both of them, both
electronic
and paper?
Yes, and most people do. People, everybody has different needs. I find that people are still sticking with paper. I use paper also. I don't care what you use. I don't care if you use a napkin. I don't care, as long as you use something to keep things on track. Where people get into trouble is they tend to use nothing or don't follow up with it, and it ends up in their heads.
Ah.
I have people who've told me they don't have any to-do lists. They don't have calendars. Well, where is it? In your head. Well, what's it doing in your head? Okay. Why, the brain is really valuable real estate. Why are you leaving those things in your head when they could be out somewhere else? And you could use that brain power to actually complete your tasks and use some brain power to do things well.
Right.
So I don't care where you have it, as long as you have something that keeps you on track.
Okay. And we have about 30 seconds left.
Is
that great? There's so much that you have to offer us, but can I ask you just one more little thing left that you
mm-hmm.
would suggest?
One more little thing left that I would suggest. I would suggest that this, and I think I've mentioned this before, productivity, time management, 86,400 seconds, is all about controlling your time, controlling your life through the use of time. What you need to do is communicate before you do anything like that I offered, you know, the discover and the understand, apply, streamline, and deal. Communicate. Learn how to communicate at a much, much deeper level than you've ever done. If you
Perfect.
Communicate properly, then the information you get is proper information, and you only have to apply it once. If you don't communicate properly, the information you get is sometimes not as detailed as it should be, and you have to go back 2 and 3 times. So communication is the basis of managing your time and being productive. That's what I have to say.
Thank you so much, Anne, for joining us yet again on Mastermind 101 Radio. Anne Max, www.productivitycoach.com. productivetothemax.com. Thank you for your time. I am looking forward to strategizing a little bit more with my 86,400 seconds. To all that have decided to join us on the call, have a fantastic day. I'm Jacqueline Richards. Walk with that attitude of gratitude. Thank you.